Coming to you live from the Northwest province, celebrating the Northwest Tourism Month. Celebrations continues on 95.0, the Meet FM 87.6, alongside our other newborn baby, Sun FM 105.0. The Northwest province getting us ready for this unforgettable experience, exploring the Philanesberg National Park that is situated right in the heart of South Africa's Northwest province. We are proving that the Northwest province is a premier holiday destination here in South Africa. We are still continuing this with Mangwe Game Trackers that offers an array of activities. Of course, the game drives, the hot air balloon safari, as well as the hiking trails, archery, team building, and just so much more that will introduce you to some diverse of wildlife. And I'm very much interested to dive in a little bit deeper into this one. Of course, the hot air balloon safari. To explain how it works to us, I am joined on the line by the operations manager specifically for hot air balloon safari within Mangwe Game Trek. As his name is Darren Lupa. Darren, welcome on air. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you? And good afternoon to your listeners. And thank you very much for having me this afternoon.
Yes, let's describe the views that people would perhaps get once they board the hot air balloon. Can you maybe describe the breathtaking views of the Philanesberg National Park? Of course, from the top view of the head or hot air balloon, and what really makes this experience unique compared to the traditional game drive?
So, to be honest with you, I don't think words can really explain the sensation and experience that you have flying the hot air balloons on top of the beautiful Philanesberg National Park. It's something that you would need to experience for yourself. Firstly, it's in layman's terms, an extinct volcanic crater, even though you don't get something such as that. It's an alkaline ring dye complex. But from the hot air balloon, you get the full spectrum and understand. You can actually see what they mean when they call it the alkaline ring dye complex. For the mere terms that being up in the air, you get to actually see how the concentric mountains have collapsed in on itself. The perfect circle is created. Not to mention that we normally take off at sunrise. So you've got that fantastic spectacle of the sun rising as you effortlessly float like a cloud above Philanesberg's magical surface. So it's something that you really need to experience rather than trying to put it into words. But magical, breathtaking is some of the words that come to mind.
Yeah, I can imagine. Now, when I'm thinking about flying myself, very much terrified of the takeoff and the landing, and I understand that you obtained a license for flying hot air balloons yourself. Congratulations on that. But how do you ensure a enjoyable experience and a safe one for your guests, especially for people like me during takeoff and landing?
So, one key factor that we need to take into consideration is that the hot air balloon has got no motors, no brakes. So we are totally at the mercy of Mother Nature, which means we need to understand the weather pretty well. If you take into consideration that weather and wind take off, landing is the tricky part. Once you're in the air, that's the easy part. But we need to study the weather and only would take off and land in calm weather conditions in terms of slow winds and no storm cell activity around the area. But takeoff, generally we tie the balloon to a vehicle to stabilize it, and then we take off. And when you come into land, we suggest and show the guest to take up a landing position where you're basically in a squatting position. You've got padding all around you. You're holding onto your rope handles and you're pretty safely tucked away inside the basket. But in most cases, we should only be flying in calm weather. So you should have what we call a stand-up landing. So we try to ensure the guest safety as best as possible by flying in the best climatic conditions.
Yeah, but I can also imagine that, you know, the safety of the wildlife animals is as equally important as the safety of human beings. And in that same breath, what kind of wildlife can guests expect to see from above on the hot air balloon safari? And how do we ensure that the animals aren't disturbed by this giant flammable object?
That's a very good question. So animals find it a lot more difficult to hide when you're above them, first and foremost. So you have a very nice array of wildlife that you can see from the balloon. I mean, it comes to mind is flying over Mankwe Lake, the big lake in the center of the park, and it's nice to see the crocodiles and the hippos from the top profile instead of a side profile where you get to see them on game drives, you know, looking at them from the side. So you get to see them from the top, which is very, very nice as they swim and move through the lakes. The same with the lions. Leopards are obviously difficult because they hide really well in the trees. But elephants and rhinos are also very noticeable from the air. And to avoid having a big impact on the environment, i.e. the animals, we actually have a burner that's designed to fly quieter above the animals. And it's called, in the old days, they called it a cow burner to avoid disturbing the cattle if you fly over agricultural areas. But the modern-day burner is now called a whisper burner, and that's exactly what it is. It's a lot quieter as you float over the animals. Thus, you stress them out a lot less than the normal main burners.
Now, Darren, I also understand that, you know, our guests don't just board the hot air balloon and that is the end of the fun. Maybe can you walk us through the preparation process for a hot air balloon safari? I mean, from briefing the guests post-flight activities also.
So I'll give you a rundown of what the activity entails. So first of all, we collect from the various different hotels in the Pilanesberg because we're the only operator to fly in Pilanesberg. And also, very interestingly, we're the only operator to fly in a national park. There's no other operator. You can experience the hot air balloon in a pristine, protected area that has Big Five like Pilanesberg, which is it's fantastic. I must tell you, I'm very thankful that Pilanesberg allows us to do that. So it's transferred to the center of Pilanesberg National Park, and the reason for that is in the center, you can fly in any direction depending on the direction of the wind and still do your full 1 hour's flight within the park's boundaries because that's exactly what we want. It's also very flat there, which is optimal for taking off as well as landing. Once you arrive at the balloon, we normally give the guests opportunity to take photos because the balloon is on its side, what we call a cold inflation. So we use big fans to basically get the envelope pressurized. And then from the horizontal position, we use the burners to take it up into the vertical position. So that's a nice spectacle for the guests to take photos of that procedure while they're standing on launch site. They then get issued their balloon ticket, just like you would when you fly a normal modern day jet. Because we are a registered airline, the guests then are sent to their compartments where the pilot will give them a full safety briefing, what to do, what not to do during the flight on the balloon. And then we take off and we fly for an hour looking for animals and enjoying the scenery. And on landing, once you've taken up the landing position, remember that very importantly, the guests climb out and we pull the balloon down, which is another great opportunity for photos. But traditionally, as it's been since ballooning started by the Montgolfier brothers in the 1700s, we then serve champagne and orange juice, which is tradition to ballooning, just to celebrate a beautiful flight and a safe landing. Mm-hmm. Thereafter, YES Air issued their first flight certificate, which states that they had the bravery to take on man's oldest form of flight. And we also issued them with a balloon pin that's got the Air Trackers logo and the symbols on our balloon, which is a beautiful acacia tree, an umbrella thorn, an elephant, and a giraffe. Those are our characters on top of the balloon envelope. Thereafter, they do a nice casual game drive looking for more animals to a private lodge where they get a full English buffet breakfast.
Sounds like, you know, a great package, that one, and I need to just raise a toast of champagne on that for, you know, just a beautiful setting. But also, Darren, you know, getting on a hot air balloon, I haven't myself, but looking at, you know, videos, it's quite a mission to board a hot air balloon. And I'm wondering, how do you cater for guests with special requirements or needs, like children and people living with disabilities?
So, very good question. So, if the disability is difficult for you to lift your hips up, because what we normally do, standard procedure, is there are footsteps inside the basket which would allow you to climb in over the side. The top of the basket off the ground is 1.2 meters. So that's for the adventurous type of guest. The less adventurous, we will use a step ladder so they can actually walk up the step ladder, sit on the side of the basket, and then climb into the basket itself. And those that, for example, might have had a hip replacement, what we then can do is we can get the guests in while the basket is still lying on its side in a horizontal position, and then that makes you come up with the balloon. So we do cater for all types of fitness, if I could put it to you in a good term. So it's welcome for children and anybody that's willing to come soar with us in the sky.
Fantastic stuff indeed. Well, Darren, I think you've eased a lot of fears as far as you know, getting on a hot air balloon is concerned, including myself, and I'm really looking forward to board your hot air balloon one day. Thank you so much.
We look forward to hosting you in the great Pilansburg.
Absolutely. There you have it. Darren Looper, who is the operations manager specifically for the hot air balloon flying within the Mankwe Game Trackers. That's where we're bringing you all of this broadcast from, in celebration and continuing the celebratories, really, of the Northwest Province Tourism Month. Broadcasting live, large and in charge on Pili FM 95.0, Community FM 87.6, alongside a brand new baby, Sun FM 105.0. The Northwest Tourism Month celebrations at the Pilansburg National Park promise to be an exciting event, showcasing the park's unique offerings and attractions. Visit our website, www.mankwegametrackers.co.za. Perhaps drop them an email, info@mankwegametrackers.co.za, or give them a call on 014-552-5020. Mankwe Game Trackers, your adventure starts here.